This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Available wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. Hey there. Of course, we're very proud that our company, Cromwell Media, has spent the money to advertise the Woody and Jim Show in the bathrooms of the Bridgestone Arena and other places.
I mean, it's kind of cool because if you're not in the radio business, it's not often that a company will spend money
right
to advertise the shows that they have.
And they figure, you know, in the bathroom, everybody's got to go in there eventually.
It's the great common denominator.
It's really what brings us all together.
Yeah, there's just nobody out there who doesn't go to the bathroom.
Right.
So they're in the ladies and the men's rooms, and there was a show last night, and we said, hey, anybody going to the Chicago Earth, Wind, and Fire show,
right,
take a selfie with the new Woody and Jim advertising in the bathroom,
mm-hmm,
and we'll give you a prize. We awarded it earlier this morning, and you can see the winning entry on the 93.3 Totally Hits app. It's a guy named Kyle,
mm-hmm,
who proudly is standing in front of the urinal with the Woody and Jim advertising message behind him in the background.
Luckily, he took it when he was finished or before he started, because you wouldn't have that over-the-shoulder look. But yeah, congratulations, Kyle. Well done.
He did distance himself from our faces. So
yeah,
he may not have used it at all.
Yeah.
He may have just walked in, took his picture, and walked out.
And also, if you download the Totally Hits 93.3 app, you can also leave us messages. We actually had a message from Chris saying, maybe a new segment, Woody and Jim's Bathroom Buddies. Selfies with the advertisements.
Bathroom,
you
want to
be one of our bathroom buddies?
That's right. It's like swimming at the pool. Use the buddy system. Yeah. Never go alone.
That's right. Bathroom buddies, until the police get wind of it.
Ladies never go alone. They knew.
That's true.
They go in bunches.
They do. I mean, every time, you know, ladies will be at a table going, I'm going to the bathroom. You want to come with me?
Yeah, and like four of them go.
Yeah, guys do that and people look at you. What are you talking
What's
about?
What's wrong with you? Are you trying?
Come on. Come to the bathroom with me, guys. What?
It just doesn't work when we say it.
So there you go. Get the app and have fun, and then, you know, take pictures with us in the bathroom.
We don't have them here in Nashville yet, mm-hmm, but the Waymo driverless cars are actually in use in several cities around the country, most of them on the West Coast. They're having a problem. See, what they do is they go around. They're like your Uber or Lyft car.
Yeah, but they're driverless.
There's no driver, and they take you to where you go, and, you know, that's how they work, right? So, but at night, they go and they park in their own parking lot, okay? So they drive themselves there and park in these parking lots, and there's a software problem that apparently goes like this, that if the driverless car senses that another car is going to back into it, that it will start honking the horn, which is kind of like what a human would do.
Right.
But because they're all parking in the same lot and trying to get themselves into a tight space, all the cars think that all the other cars are backing into them, and the entire parking lot full of driverless cars start honking. And everybody thinks, what the heck is going on? There's actually somebody who's started a live cam who has an apartment over one of those parking lots.
Oh, that must be a living hell.
Yes. And apparently the people at Waymo that make the driverless cars, they tried to do an ice cream social with the people that live near those cars to say, like, hey, we're going to fix it. It's a software bug, and, you know, we're going to make nice. Yet every night it comes back to, oh my God.
I love the personality that the AIs have to honk in the different
I know,
patterns.
It's almost like they have like road rage.
Wow.
Like they're becoming fully human and fully machine.
I pray to sweet Jesus that we never get that in Nashville. I mean, because it's bad enough.
You add that to like tractor bachelorette parties and pedal taverns, driverless cars.
That's what we need. We need driverless pedal taverns. Oh my God, it's the way of the future.
We just workshopped it. That is genius.
Get on it, science. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Congratulations to one of our intrepid listeners, Kyle, who was brave enough to take a selfie with our advertisement in the men's room at the Bridgestone Arena.
If you want to see Kyle, who's got fabulous eyebrows, by the way.
He does. He's a good-looking guy.
It's right there on the Totally Hits Nashville app. Download the app, or if you've got to just open it up and just behold the glory of our pictures in the bathroom.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. A shout-out to Mr. William Ocean. Yeah! Of course, we're tickled, the Woody and Jim Show, to be back on the air in Nashville on 93.3 Totally Hits.
And I know we have at least one listener because they complained to me personally.
We have a listener. We know that because we got a complaint.
It was from my wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, she asked me when she got home from work yesterday. She said, you have control over, like, the songs you play, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, sort of. And she goes, yeah, the Pina Colada song you played this morning, like somewhere around 7:45. Yeah, that song, you got to make that go away. That is the cheesiest song ever.
What?
We play a lot of cheesy songs.
Can we turn that up just a little bit?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, it's a cheesy song.
Yeah.
Nobody's disputing that.
It's a song about promiscuous behavior.
Yeah. And I said to my wife, I said, you didn't like it, but did you wait till the end of the song?
Right, we had like kind of disclaimer at
and
the end
said,
of the song.
And she said no. She goes, okay. No. As soon as I knew that song was playing, I just continued my drive to work in silence. And I'm like, well, you missed... We had commentary at the end of that song, which made it worth listening to the cheesy song.
Right.
Can we roll the tape of what we said at the end of the Pina Colada song yesterday around this time?
We have the audio receipts right here. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. By the way, the Woody and Jim Show does not condone the, you know...
Pina
kind of behavior
song.
That took place in the previous song.
Yeah, I know.
See?
Yeah. Both willing to cheat on each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we called out the behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it was a cheesy song, but it was also a morality lesson for all of us.
If your one takeaway from this should be, Woody and Jim, you are the morality yardstick.
You guys are the moral compass of Nashville. But it got me thinking. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a really cheesy song.
Yeah.
And we know it. And you know what? We all have our guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
I think we should do some kind of contest next week where maybe every day two songs go up against each other and see which one is cheesier. And then we have like, we narrow it down and find the cheesiest song ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this like, you know, bracket style.
Yeah.
And find the cheesiest song.
It'll be like March Madness in August.
Yeah. And we celebrate.
All right. That's the plan for next week. You're listening to the Woody and Jim Show.
On 93.3. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville.
From the Eurostone Studios.
Hope you're having a great day so far. We're having fun.
Yeah. Producer Sean, congratulations on finally getting your oil changed. I know this has been a kind of a thing hanging over you for a while.
You had to make reservations at Walmart.
Yes.
And we were all shocked by that.
I get to the store. You know, I got like 10 minutes before my appointment. Excited. You know, I check my phone. Turns out I made the appointment for a different Walmart.
So
the feeling of
I've done that like
fear.
With the prescriptions. It's Walgreens, but it's at a different Walgreens.
I hate that.
I go, well, surely I'm not going to have the same response I had at the other one the day before. You know, like, So I asked the guy, kind of expecting to him be like, no availabilities until Friday or something.
Sure.
And he looks at me all weird and he goes, yeah, we can definitely change your oil right now if that's what you want. So I said, yes, please.
All right.
They went ahead and they started the process. About a half an hour later, I get a text saying, excuse me, sir, I need you to come out to your vehicle. So
I'm like, that's always a bad sign.
All right. I'm expecting it to be done by now, right?
Sure.
So I go back out, and a technician meets me out by my vehicle, hands me my key back, and says, "We can't get into your car." Now,
what?
That doesn't make much sense to our listeners, but my driver's side door, I had somebody mechanically remove the door lock because it has issues. It sticks if it's locked.
Okay.
Oh.
So I've taken
care of
that.
So do you have to go into the driver's
or to the passenger side?
I had to. So
and
now.
Scooch over?
Yes. Basically, what happened is the technician went up to my car, locked my door with the key before even trying to open it.
Without realizing it won't unlock.
Right. And then, so he had me come out to try to open it.
Uh-huh.
And I opened up the passenger side car door and I said, "Well, sir, I'm sorry, but this is how you're going to have to drive my car in there to get the oil change."
You should, you know, if you can't get in through the driver's side door, you should just roll down the window and go in like Dukes of Hazzard or a NASCAR driver.
Yeah. You know, the cops would also think that I should be able to roll down my driver's side window. And more bad news is that nothing on the driver's side works except for the
steering wheel. Oh, so the window won't work either.
No, the window doesn't work.
So if the cops pull you over, you just look like a guy who refuses to comply.
This has happened, yes.
Oh,
so
my God.
Step out of the car, sir. You're going to have to give me a minute. I'm going to have to crawl across.
Can I meet you over on the passenger side?
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We're actually riding the struggle bus a little bit this morning because we were up late for us.
We had a fun time last night. We were invited. It's so what a pleasant surprise. Like after 25 years in the market, we finally come to a place where they actually ask us to come to nice things.
Yeah. So there was the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters Awards Banquet last night.
Right. And so we got to sit at the table with all of our friends from here at 93.3, mm-hmm. our friends over at 102.5 The Game, our friend Atticus at 102.9 The Buzz.
And also,
he won an award. So congratulations to him. We had and all the TV and radio people from Nashville and all over Tennessee were in this one big room inside the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
I got to tell you, I was a little starstruck.
Yeah.
I do know some people from other media outlets in town, and they're all very nice and friendly. But there's one person I have never met.
Uh-huh.
And the person that was sitting next to me at the table, we were both talking to each other like, "Hey, look over there. It's Phil Williams. The investigative reporter from
News Channel
5.
Yeah, he's the one that's chasing after politicians.
Yeah, he's the guy exposing, you know, all these terrible things and like bringing them to light. And we're like, "I want to meet him." So I started getting "Oh, what if I meet him? What am I going to say? What am I going to say? How do I? I'm like, do I ask him for a picture? Would that be a bad thing?"
So you're like a 12-year-old girl trying to meet One Direction.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, okay, what am I going to say? I had actually something planned out to say if I was able to meet him,
okay.
And I wasn't able to because
he won an award and was swarmed by people.
Yeah,
so,
I couldn't even get to them.
Couldn't even get to him.
Yeah, they were all over him like it was BTS or something. So I was gonna say, "Phil Williams, hi, I'm Jim from Woody and Jim at 93.3, and I'm a big fan of yours, and I love what you do, and if ever the nefarious things that I've done come out and come to light, I want you to be the guy to expose me."
To be exposed.
It would be my honor.
One of the folks at our table was Big Joe Dubin, who, of course, you hear on The Game. And we've known him for years and is our good friend and you know, life partner. And he was a hungry boy. He ate all the food that was on the table.
Like,
I swear, he took like three salads from people.
Yeah. There was places, you know, where they sat, there's like an empty place and they set down food. He was like, "Well, nobody's sitting there. I'm eating that food.
Pass that over." And then, of course, the lady comes by with rolls and he gets like eight of them.
Yeah. He's like, "Keep it coming." She's got tongs and she's setting these little like dinner rolls onto his plate and forming some kind of Jenga tower with these rolls. And he's like, "Keep it coming. Keep it coming."
And we left around 10 o'clock and I think he's still there eating.
Yeah.
Not sure.
I have some video of him, like people just passing in their plates where like they ate 90% of their food and just left like the fat from a piece of chicken.
You're going to eat that?
You're going to eat that? I'll take that fat.
You're going to eat that?
Yeah.
But then there was the award ceremony.
Yeah, there was a little bit of awkwardness because somebody would win an award for like some, you know, horrific news event, and you're like, should I clap or
right,
not?
Why are we clapping for flooding?
Yeah, yeah. And then as the people would come up to get their awards, and a lot of this was news people, they would play a clip from their newscast covering that event while people are clapping, which is also, you know, that awkward situation.
Right.
And then they would fade out like the news coverage into some generic country song.
Yeah. It'd be like something about flooding. And then they go into Jolene by Dolly Parton.
They would be like, oh, yeah. And the winner is WTVF Nashville.
Day of cleanup in the town of Waverly, following one of the deadliest flooding events in the state.
Hustle's the name of the...
And then they switched to, like, some old Kenny Rogers song. And you're like...
It went to Rhinestone Cowboy.
This is a little strange.
It was, yeah, a little juxtaposition.
It was very enjoyable. But, yeah, I loved it. I had a great time.
We had fun, and we got to eat for free, so it was good. Yeah. All right, we have... one contestant standing by.
It's Wendy.
Yes.
And we do need a guy.
All right.
615-553-0933. 553-0933 to get in on the game and play against Wendy.
Yeah, we got Squeeze concert tickets to give away. And if we don't get anybody in the next few seconds, then producer Sean will have to play.
Wait a second. In his notes, Sean, Wendy is a guy? No? Why is no? He said he... I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, right. In my call screener information says he, Wendy, he.
Wendy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, and you are, in fact, not a guy.
Yeah.
So well done.
I am not. Never have been.
Good job.
Never have been. That's interesting history.
By the way, if you'd like to play Gender Wars, you can give us your phone number. Just give us a message on Facebook, and we'll call you some morning.
Yeah.
As a surprise.
Totally. You know, let's do our Get Acquainted question with you, Wendy, as we have a guy getting lined up to play against you. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever seen a ghost or heard about a ghost in your family?
I have. Actually, my sister's house has one that they affectionately call Toby.
Oh, it's a happy ghost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Toby the ghost.
Wow. And what does Toby do? HR? No, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking of... That's the office. Toby
moves things around and will like touch somebody on the nose or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
Toby the playful ghost. Okay.
He's mischievous. Okay, we have a guy now ready to play. We have Wes on the line of Murphy's Roll. Hey, Wes. Wes?
Hello, Wes?
Oh, Wes is hung up.
Oh.
What did you say to him?
I don't know. Sean, you can stick around. You can play for the guys.
You're going to have to play.
That's all right. We must move forward.
Yeah, we can't okay. Wait
sorry,
all day.
Wes. No matter what, right. Wendy's winning.
All right.
But we'll see if she wins by playing. She's going to get the prize, though.
Okay, we have multiple choice questions to start. Remember, you have a screw you can use. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on Sean and see if he knows. Okay, question number one is Nashville Predator goalie UC Saros from Canada, Russia, or Finland?
Russia.
No, he's from Finland.
Yeah.
He's from Finland.
Can't give that to you.
Okay.
All right, Sean, your multiple choice question is... Is Zumba a line of hair care products, a Latin fitness craze, or a kids show on Nickelodeon?
As much as I want to see it on Nickelodeon, it's a Latin fitness craze.
It is.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
All right. Okay. We've tied it up.
It is one.
Or actually
nothing.
One to nothing. All right. All right. Wendy, Al Pacino starred in how many Godfather movies?
Let me think. Gosh, three?
Three is right.
Yes.
Good job. You tied it up.
All right, it's 1-1. Back to Sean in Twilight. We need the first and last name. What's the name of the human girl who falls in love with Edward the Vampire?
Ooh, first name I got. Last name is a guess. Bella Swan?
Yes.
That is right.
That is right.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Wendy, you got to get this one if you want to, like, you know, technically win the game.
You're going to win anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So really, this is a throwaway question, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Let's give it a shot.
All right. Wendy, delightfully tacky yet unrefined is the slogan of what guy-friendly restaurant?
Hooters.
Hooters,
yeah,
is right. Okay. Well done.
Okay. Back to producer Sean. What Nashville mall is home to Paula Deen's Family Kitchen?
You know what? I'm going to use a screw.
Okay.
All right. He's throwing it to you, Wendy.
Okay. It's Opry Mills.
It is.
It is Opry Mills. Congratulations, Wendy.
I'm a champion.
You ran unopposed in the election, but you also won.
Congratulations. We're going to give you tickets to go see Squeeze at the Ryman on the 31st, and we're also going to text you a certificate of braggification, which
very
you
cool.
can show to everybody.
In the future, of course, you know, the ladies always clog up the line, so if you're a guy and want to play Gender Wars, or you know a guy and you want to force him to play, we will accept anything. You can just get hold of us.
Don't make Woody run around outside on Murfreesboro Road yelling, yeah, I need a man!
Just have people pull in the parking lot. It may come to that. We'll see. All right. We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. Coffee. It be expensive. We all know that. Fancy coffee beans grown on the site of a volcano in Panama just sold at auction for a record $4,542 per pound. So there.
Wow.
People at Starbucks are going, amateur. Come on, you can do better.
Talk to us when you get to 10 grand.
Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah, so in the world of celebrity news, the couple known as Bennifer, it's Ben Affleck and J-Lo. J-Lo has filed for divorce.
Oh.
Oh, who saw that coming except everybody?
Everybody, yeah.
Maybe what wasn't seen was that this filing took place on their second anniversary.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Oh, what better way to celebrate?
And nice. There's the news that there was no prenup involved either, so,
ooh,
you know, fans might be able to watch this unfold in a glorious fashion.
Oh, yeah, there could be some court TV watching.
Yeah.
As a contestant.
I wonder, of the two of them, who has the most money? I would imagine she does.
I think she does because she's got all the product lines over the years
That
she's sold, like everything from fragrances to clothing lines.
And he's just got his failed Batman money.
Yeah.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Along with the Nashville Humane Association, it's Wet Nose Wednesday. We're going to meet Symphony, who is just a beautiful puppy who needs a forever home. We'll meet her coming up next. 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville, and it's totally Wet Nose Wednesday.
Woo!
Taylor's here from Nashville Humane Association. Who'd you bring with you today?
Symphony. Yeah, our little lowrider. She's just the best. She came to us with 9 puppies. All of the puppies have been adopted, so now it's mom's turn.
Now it's empty nest mom.
Yep.
That's right.
Who needs the love.
Exactly.
Mom needs a forever home.
She did a great job taking care of her baby, so now she just deserves to relax.
And she's so beautiful. I absolutely love her color. It's like kind of a dark gray to lighter gray sable. Oh, it's gorgeous.
I know, she's beautiful. And her eyes are like hazel. She's just, she's a model.
Yep. You know, have we pinned down, you know, what she might be?
So she kind of looks like a different breed from every angle that you look at her, you know?
Yep.
We are guessing maybe Basset Hound Pit Mix.
Okay, that sounds right.
Low to the ground, as you said,
yes,
low rider.
Very low to the ground. It's like her body is a Basset Hound and then her head is a pity.
Right, and she still has the nursing look.
Yeah.
So we were talking about she could get so many beads at Mardi Gras right now.
Oh, yeah. She can't wait. She's going to New Orleans right after this.
That's right. But those will soon go back to the way they were.
Yeah. She's going to be in tip-top shape soon.
And I heard a rumor that the adoption fee for Symphony is taken care of, is gratis?
Yes, it is. Our friends at Scouts Pub is sponsoring her adoption fee.
They get the shameless plug bell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's already set. She's got, you know, everything taken care of medically. She's also got, you know, her first visit to a VCA.
Yep. Yep. First visit to VCA is covered up to $250. So
nice.
She is really just ready to go and relax and watch some Netflix and, you know, not have nursing puppies.
And no more puppies for her.
Yeah.
And she's been chipped too, right?
Yes, so. She is microchipped. She is spayed, up to date on vaccines.
So she's ready to go.
She's ready.
And it costs you nothing.
Now it's time for just like mom's day out forever.
Yeah, she needs like a spa day and then that's it.
Yeah.
She did the work.
She did. Good job, Mom.
Yay, nice. Symphony, you did it.
You want to check out Symphony, look on the Woody and Jim Show Facebook and also our TikTok.
Come see some Symphony and some of the other dogs and cats that are looking for forever homes at your Asheville Humane Association.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, guys.
You're making a trip to the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair. Maybe, although it feels like it's a 1900s kind of thing, bring cash. I guess there's been some issues with people using their debit cards and being charged for things they didn't buy or actually, you know, being overcharged. One woman complained that she had to stop them before they charged her $2,000 for lemonade that cost $10. Ooh. I guess they're saying there was one particular vendor who had a language problem. And so, you know, they're saying that particular vendor will have to only take cash.
Sounds like he had a numbers problem,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was great until they caught us at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From the Eurostone Studios, it's Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. It's just too damn early. But you know what? We have the cure for your bad mood. We're going to change that mood right now.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Keeping with our theme of Wet Nose Wednesday, what is more delightful and changes your mood more than a young child being crawled all over by puppies?
Just listen to this, and if you don't smile, well, you're a robot. Licking them.
That's awesome.
Nibbling at them. Oh, that's adorable. That changed my mind.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville.